You're listening to SBS News.
Appearing before the corruption inquiry that forced her to resign as New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian has had the opportunity to address the allegations against her. The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption, or ICAC, is investigating whether between 2012 and 2018 she breached public trust over her secret relationship with ex-boyfriend Daryl Maguire. The commission was shown a message Ms. Berejiklian sent to the former MP for Wagga Wagga in April 2018, in which she called him her family. She was asked why she disclosed relationships with others, but not the one with Mr. Maguire. She told the hearing she didn't consider him a member of her family.
I had very strong feelings for him, but I didn't feel the relationship was at a stage where I would introduce him necessarily to my parents or my sisters or need to declare it, but I don't want to underscore what I felt. But I didn't always feel that was reciprocated, and I didn't feel a level of commitment. I didn't regard him as a member of my family in the same way that I regard my parents or my sisters.
The inquiry heard Gladys Berejiklian helped Mr. Maguire secure more than $100 million for a hospital upgrade in his electorate in 2018. An extract of an intercepted telephone call between the pair was played, in which Mr. Maguire complained about a lack of funding for the project. Ms. Berejiklian was heard to reply she'd fix it.
For that 2 years in a row, we've had no money, and they're ready to go to tender in January. I said to Brad, before, I said, are we getting money or not? He said, oh, no, I haven't seen it. I don't know. It's up Treasury. I said, well, you better fucking make sure Walker's got money. Otherwise, there's going to be a riot on money.
I'll deal with it. I'll fix it.
In another call, Ms. Berejiklian was heard telling Mr. Maguire she'd spoken with then-Treasurer Dominic Perrottet and the budget had been changed to include funding for the upgrade.
Well, I've already got you the Walker Hospital.
But they should have done it.
I know. I just spoke to Dom and I said, just put the 140 in the budget. He goes, no worries. He just does what I ask him to.
It's meant to be 170.
Whatever it is, 170. I said, I think it's around 140. Yeah, so just put it in. He's putting it in whatever it is. Okay.
Ms. Berejiklian rejected the suggestion she took steps to help Mr. Maguire that she wouldn't have taken for any other member of parliament.
If a colleague contacted me and there was a project or something which they felt so strongly about had been omitted inadvertently or that they were pushing, I would often immediately or text the relevant minister if there was a problem.
The former premier insists she acted in the best interest of the community and that she hadn't been influenced by her private feelings for Mr. Maguire.
I worked my guts out in the roles that I had. I always put the public interest first. I did not think there was any conflict because this was an issue about an electorate, about thousands of people who may have benefited from a government decision, and on its merits, I made the decision on the merits of the proposal.
Questioned by the counsel assisting the commission, Scott Robertson, Mr. Maguire had said the pair loved each other.
You contemplated marriage?
Yes.
With her?
Yes.
There was discussion about potentially having a child?
Yes.
Mr. Maguire conceded the relationship gave him greater access to Ms. Berejiklian than other MPs had and said that in their private life, he encouraged her to take a close interest in projects he was lobbying for.
You would at least accept, I take it, that you were in regular communication with Ms. Berejiklian with a view to advancing projects in Wagga Wagga. Is that right?
Yes.
A senior public servant who processed a $5 million grant for an upgrade to the Wagga Wagga Clay Target Club told the commission earlier Ms. Berejiklian's office regularly asked for updates, something that was not normal. The former secretary of the Department of Regional New South Wales, Gary Barnes, also stated he pushed the grant through partly because he understood the local MP was close with Ms. Berejiklian.
I seem to remember that someone in the Deputy Premier's office had told me that Daryl was well regarded by the Premier as a person that understood the bush as a Liberal Party person and that he had the ear of the Premier.
Ms. Berejiklian is due to appear before the Commission again on Monday. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.